White, Santa Rosa, California, December 1st, 1882. Dear Willie, I spent the first Sabbath after you left at Santa Rosa. The little house of worship was well filled. I had special freedom in speaking to the people, and the blessing of the Lord rested upon me and those assembled. They all seemed to be so much encouraged. I was not where any parade could be made over my birthday, and I am glad I was not. I think but little of these extra entertainments to celebrate birthdays. Sister Chapman seemed to be so pleased to have us with her, and she was so sad to have us leave her. She tries to be cheerful and bear up with good courage. Sunday, my birthday, I spent mostly at Sister Chapman's. I thank you for your much valued present. It was just as nice as it could be. I shall appreciate the gift and be reminded of the giver every time I look at it. I have felt very great peace since the camp meeting, but my lungs trouble me. They are subject to congestion, and at times I cough hard. Sunday night I spent at Sister Salter's, 6 miles on my way to Santa Rosa. Stopped at Dr. Cole's to dinner. Was most heartily welcomed. They felt considerably worked up to think I could not find a place to stop and get something to eat and feed my team when I went through to Oakland. I purchased, on my way Monday, 25 boxes of apples of Spitzenberg's, very fair and nice, at 75 cents a box. I finally got them to throw in the boxes, which he estimated at 13 cents a box. He delivered the apples at Petaluma. I found Brother Moore's Spitzenbergs were all sold at 75 cents per box. I purchased for myself 12 boxes, which he let me have for 50 cents per box, 13 cents added for box. They are the new, cheap boxes, such as you sent to Healdsburg. Brother Moore will furnish all we want of trees at 10 cents per piece, apples, peaches, and cherries, red raspberries and other things, currants, gooseberries. They felt so badly at Santa Rosa because they were so forsaken. I left an appointment for Sabbath, and I learned Sister Granger was coming down to spend Thanksgiving. I was invited and urged to come, so I took the two black horses and Sister Granger, Sister Eldred and her son, and Sister Granger's two children. We are all at Brother Cole's. I found the chimney was untouched. Brother Whalen set the men to work last Wednesday. We could have no fire but in the kitchen, so I concluded it was the best thing to visit Santa Rosa now, for I will have to visit the church soon anyway to preserve good feelings. Wednesday night we had a social meeting. There was a good little number represented. The Lord was in our midst, and that to bless. All seemed so thankful for a little help, and so pleased with the spirit of the meeting. Yesterday I tried to hunt up Sister Anderson. Found she had removed from her daughter's place, Mrs. Crane's, 8 miles in the out-of-way place in the mountains. She invested $2,000 in a stock ranch, paid her brother's expenses to take charge of it. He grew homesick and left, and she and her nephew are on the farm. Poor management, this. We had a very simple Thanksgiving, as all ought to have. I am up early this morning to write to Mary, White, and to you, my son. Today I visit Brother Lydecker to see if he can do the family some good. Dr. Cole goes with me. We have a meeting tonight at Santa Rosa. I found them, the boarding house workers, just out of means. I learned Sister Salter had $1,000 she had just received, and I wrote to Ed Chapman to hire it, and I would give my note for it. I have not heard from him yet. It will take means to run the boarding house workers. Wednesday, Wallace went up to Paxton's to see Mr. Price about the corner lot. He says he had not had a response to the letter he sent in regard to their place. As this was uncertain, Wallace seemed desirous to move the barn back on the lot, and they were working at it, Wallace and Mills, when I left. I expect, when I return, to see the fireplace and the barn removed. Mother.